morning. Good morning, you beautiful, beautiful people. It's your Prince of Positivity here, wishing you all a happy mother effing Monday. Welcome to what could potentially be a super positive filled week, an enjoyable week. I mean, everything, all of the above, all the good stuff. But it is what you make it. You know, if you come into this week thinking that it's going to be negative, then guess what? It's probably going to be fucking negative. But if you come in with that positive outlook and you're expecting good things to happen, good things may just happen. Now, that's not guaranteed. I mean, nothing's ever really guaranteed. But that doesn't mean that you can't hope or strive for it. So just keep that in mind. You know, I hope that each and every one of you had a wonderful and enjoyable weekend. Hopefully you're able to get everything out of it that you want to get out of it. Hopefully you're able to spend it with the people that you wanted to spend it with. I hope that you tried some new things, met new people, had new experiences. But most importantly, I do hope that each and every one of you made it to this week in one whole, complete, positivity-filled peace. I didn't do much this weekend. I kind of chilled. One thing I wish I would have done, though, I wish that I would have taken a drive, because it was a nice, chill, relaxing weekend, and, you know, a drive would have probably completed that, just the relaxation part of it, because I think for the better part of Saturday, I sat and I listened to music. Like, I tuned out the world, I put my headphones on, and I kind of just sat and listened to music for hours. And that's the crazy. Now, of course, I did other stuff in between that, but, you know, just having that background noise and just kind of just allowing it to overtake you and then motivate you. It was nice. And, you know, sometimes we need that. Now, you can't do that shit every day. You should not just listen to music every day and just have it just, you know, constantly just overtake you, because you need to be able to allow certain things to have its nuance. But regardless of that, let's go ahead and piss some people off, because I'm pretty sure I'm probably going to do that. But in the most positive way possible. So let's get into it, because we have to make sure that we start off this day on a good note so we can end on an even better one come Friday. So if you didn't already know, it's time for that beautiful, wonderful, oh, so beneficial daily dose. Have you ever been in a conversation and you're saying everything that you have to say and you're feeling everything that you have to say, and you know for a fact that it's what you follow, it's what you believe in, every word that's coming out of your mouth is from you, and you are very much passionate about it, but then the person that hears you talking or the person that you're talking to rebuttals what you're saying, and then they say something that basically combats what you're saying, and you just don't like it. Like, you wished that they never opened their mouth. You wish that basically they just let you talk and not said anything and just been able to just take everything that you have to say as gospel and just left it at that. See, there's a problem with that whole idea, because technically it's almost identical to the world that we live in now, because you can say something that someone doesn't like, and you are then put at risk of being canceled, being tormented, something at to some extent. You're going to be on the end of some type of backlash. The problem with that is that when you do that, when you silence people, especially silencing people of differing opinions than your own or somebody else's, what you do is you make every talking point one-sided. See, the thing is, we don't know what things are going to trigger us. We don't know what things we're going to agree with. We don't know what things we're going to have in common with somebody else. The problem with that is the fact that if we silence every person who has a differing opinion, we will never know what we have in common with somebody who we have a differing opinion with. And that's a dangerous thing. This is why it's very important for each and every one of us to be able to open our ears and accept differing opinions. Because the thing is, not everyone is going to agree with something I say, with something you say, with something that anybody else says. And they shouldn't. Nobody should agree on every little thing. Because differing opinions makes a lot of what happens in the world happen. Being able to see things from a different perspective allows us to kind of alter the way that we think ourselves. Some of us have always grown, most of us have grown up with a thought process being instilled in us, a way of life being instilled in us. Some of us follow a different party because their family does it. Some of us believe in a certain religion because we were brought up to think that way, or we brought up to believe that. Some of us have life values that are conducive to the way that our family operates. And the thing is, when we become our own individual, we have to be able to understand that things can change, that not everything is right for you. Not everything is right for the individual. And we have to be able to be willing to accept not only just the change, but to accept that things are always going to be different from person to person. And that's what we have to keep in mind. So before you get mad at somebody for having a differing opinion or have something that could be combative to your own opinion or to be a rebuttal to something that you say, you have to first take your mind out of the negative or the defensive. You can't think that everything is meant to combat you, like to combat you in an intentional way or a malicious way. Sometimes things are just different. Sometimes the way that that person thinks is going to be different from you, but you have to be willing to accept that and be able to respect that opinion. Because what's that to say if somebody did it to you? You would think that, no, I have a right to say what I have to say. And that's very much true. But just because you have the right to say something and the right to your own opinion doesn't mean that they don't also have that same right. So you have to be fair in that mindset and thinking and in that thought process. So moving forward, think before you speak, but also think before you respond as well. Well, think before you initially speak, but also think before you respond to someone's rebuttal or response to what you're saying. Because everything is not meant in a malicious or negative way. And you have to take that into consideration every time. So with that said, you're beautiful. I love you. You're all very fucking amazing. And as always, stay humble, hustle hard, spread that love. Get out there and get this Monday started correctly, so that way you can make the rest of the week yours. And until next time, you beautiful, beautiful people. Salud.